This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 169 for Friday, December 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower in Friday morning, adding to yesterday's losses. The January canola contract retreats $10.30 at $690 per ton, and the March contract loses $8.60 at $696.70 per ton. There are declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, along with those in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. There are small upticks in Chicago soy oil. Global crude oil prices are slightly higher. In light of some sharp criticism from within the trade, Stat Canada is defending the accuracy of its model-based and survey-based production reports. Some analysts and traders say they have little to no confidence in those StatCan reports. The federal agency is set to release its December production report on Monday at 7:30 a.m. Central. Despite that consternation from within the trade, the average trade guess places canola output at 18.3 million tons versus the 17.4 million StatCan projected in September. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for week 17 of the crop year are about 381,000 tons, higher than those the previous week. However, exports tumble to 87,000 tons, and domestic usage slips to around 203,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is on the rise Friday morning, with the loonie at 74.05 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 73.63. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales of old crop soybeans. One is for 132,000 tons to China, and the other is for 198,000 tons to unknown destinations. Ahead of the monthly USDA crush report, the average trade guess puts the October soybean crush at a record 201 million bushels, while soy oil stocks are to fall to 1.54 billion pounds. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday morning. The January contract falls 10.5 cents at $13.32 per bushel. January soy meal drops $7.90 at $416.10 per short ton. January soy oil is a tiny pinch higher at 52.31 cents per pound. Corn is slightly lower as its March contract dips 1.5 cents at $4.81 per bushel. Oats are stronger as its March contract jumps 15 cents at $3.85. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago March sheds a penny at $5.97. Kansas City March loses 2.5 cents at $6.40.5. And Minneapolis March gives up 4 cents at $7.25.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, December 1st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.